The call to conversion and the readings of this Lenten day is a call to take responsibility for one another. Joseph's brothers were blinded to their responsibility for him and in fact tried to abrogate that responsibility by first thinking about killing him and then later selling him off into slavery. The Pharisees get the message of Jesus' parable that they haven't taken proper responsibility for the gift and the life of faith amongst the Jewish people of that time. Instead of freeing them to be children of God, they burdened them to think that they were slaves of God and slaves of the more righteous Pharisees and those who ran the institutions of faith at the time. It is so easy to be blinded by our jealousies of one another. It is so easy to be blinded even by our desire to do good for God, because that's where the Pharisees started out. They wished to fulfill God's law. They wished to do good for God. But they never took responsibility for the others who were struggling along the way. Never took the opportunity to accompany them, but rather simply and continually condemned them for not measuring up to the high standard of the practice of the Pharisees. It is also an issue for us here in South Africa, and I ask your continued prayers for our country. We celebrate Human Rights Day on the 21st of March, arising from the massacre of 69 people on the 21st of March 1960 in Sharpeville to the south of Johannesburg. That massacre took hold of our national imagination and helped turn us from an oppressive society to a society that enjoys greater freedoms. With those freedoms comes responsibility, a responsibility for one another's good and a responsibility for one another's well-being in a very real and direct way, a responsibility we are still learning with a great deal of difficulty. But it's not only us here in South Africa, it is all of us all over the world, learning with great difficulty the responsibility of being the children of God, the responsibility of the care of this universe, with its vast and great riches, riches we are not simply called to exploit, or riches we are not given to exploit, but riches we are called to enhance, to together with God be workers of this vast vineyard of the universe, whose wonder and complexity has been revealed anew to us with the scientific findings in this last week. Our readings call us to a greater responsibility for one another. Far too easily, we abrogate that responsibility by blaming a lack of wealth or by blaming poverty on the poor. We abrogate the responsibility for taking care of the world, of not overexploiting what has been given to us in trust and in love by God. We abrogate responsibility for one another, saying that it's not my problem. Our readings today, the commemoration of human rights today here in South Africa, call us to the conversion of taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for one another. We often forget that the second sin was that lack of responsibility. The first sin being the lack of obedience to God's plan and God's insight into what is good for us. The second sin arising from the fratricide of Cain over Abel was that lack of responsibility. Am I my brother's keeper? And throughout Scripture, the answer is yes. Yes, we are there to take responsibility for one another, to guide and uplift one another, to accept guidance and upliftment, to follow the example of Christ, who took on himself our irresponsibility, took it on himself to the degree of being brought to the cross, and in the resurrection hands back to us our responsibility, transformed by the presence of the power of God, so that we do not take this responsibility on our own. And we remember then that there cannot be any human rights if there is no human responsibility to one another, a responsibility we are called to take seriously, a responsibility we are called to renew in our lives this Lent. Amen.